The Bromwich team manager, Graham Drury, is here. Graham, he's literally just walking up, so if you could just take a moment, pop those headphones on, I'll give Graham the microphone there, and turn it on and say good evening. The judge is in session.
Good evening. That was good timing.
It was perfect. Good to have you here, and I appreciate you taking the time to come over as well.
My pleasure.
You'll be getting ready for the meeting. First of all, reflections on this season. Back in, what was it, just before Christmas, you got the call from Tony Mole to come back here, and here you are with a team that's champions.
It's just unbelievable. It's fairy tale stuff. This time last year, I was sunning myself in the Caribbean on a nice holiday, thinking that was me finished with Speedway. And then, as you say, just before Christmas, phone call off Tony Mole, saying, look, Graham, we want you back involved. We want you to get the club up and running again, get it back to where it was, feel good factor. And here we are, we're league champions. Unbelievable.
It's a great achievement, and I know a lot of people have contributed to it. For yourself and Denise, it must have been a bit of an adventure, as you say. You've both been around in the sport for a very long time. So to come back and achieve something like this, a very special feeling?
It is very special, but fans want success on the track, and I obviously understand that, and we've managed to do that this year. But in many respects, that is the icing on the cake. When we started this campaign, the morale within the club was at rock bottom. The fans thought, you know, well, it's the end of Speedway. The staff who work relentlessly here on Wednesdays, their morale was very, very low for what happened last year. So to bring back the feel-good factor to Birmingham Speedway, to get it running like clockwork, that was first and foremost what we wanted to do. And as you say, we've achieved that. And winning the league and winning the fours, that has been, you know, that is the icing on the cake. But Birmingham Speedway is in a very good position now. Financially, it's in a very good position. We feel that the fans that come up on a Wednesday are value for money. And they're enjoying their racing again, which, in all honesty, that hasn't been in the case in the last few years in the Elite League.
To very briefly fill in the gaps, although I know a lot of people who are listening will know all the story, but the team had been in the Elite League, had effectively folded in the middle of last season, revived at this National League level, the third tier of Speedway. Did you have any qualms about National League being sufficient to draw the crowds in at the start of the season? Because, I don't know the numbers, but the evidence of my eye is that the crowds have been very, very healthy this season for both the Bromwich and the Heathens.
Very much so. And, you know, Tony Mole did take a big, big financial gamble in taking it nationally because we didn't know how the fans would respond. But as you rightly say, they responded in numbers, and his financial gamble has taken off, you know, very well, and it exceeds mine, and I know Tony Mole's expectations, the people that have been coming through the turnstiles to support us.
People want to rally round the flag, Graham, don't they? The people wait a long time in this city, and incidentally, the same goes for the Heathens. Obviously, they got their problems, and I'll talk to them about that when we're here next week. But people want to rally round the flag of the Brummie. I came and watched the Brummies when I was a kid, and they didn't exist for years. Once they're back, whatever level it is, people want to invest in that.
Yeah. I think what I've learned this year is what the fans want. They want to see riders giving 100% on the track week in and week out. Somebody has just said to me only a matter of 5 minutes ago in the pits, have I enjoyed this year? And if I have, why have I? Firstly, I've enjoyed it immensely. And the reason being that I know that when the riders roll up at Birmingham, they're going to give 100%. I know on a Monday I'm not going to have a phone call off a rider that got injured in Poland and can't ride on a Wednesday, but miraculously he's fit to ride in Sweden on a Thursday. The seven lads that we've put out this year has not caused me 1 ounce of problems, and I think the greatest satisfaction, other than the people coming through the turnstiles, is seeing young British riders wanting to ride their Speedway bikes and in seeing the improvements in them. It's really good to see them where they were in March, what they could achieve on a Speedway bike, to where they are now and what they can achieve on a Speedway bike. And the progress on a lot of them is remarkable.
Now, they're all obviously at different stages early on in their careers, and some are progressing quicker than others, which is perfectly natural. For example, we're not going to see Adam Ellis here next season if you're a National League club, because he's outgrown the division.
But absolutely.
He obviously stands out as someone who's made enormous progress, but there are others too.
Yeah, but with Adam, is that the National League served a purpose. That when Adam Ellis came to Birmingham, he couldn't get fixed up in the Premier League. I tell you what, they'll be clamouring for him next year in the Premier League. Of that, there's no doubt. And the reason for that is he came in the National League, he's got his confidence, and a professional sport, 80% of it is confidence. You've only got to see what you were scoring in the Elite League for Arena Essex, and their promotion got on to me and said, Graham, you're doing a fantastic job for Adam at Birmingham, because the confidence that he's getting there is reflecting on the scores that he gets in the Elite League. And you're right, mate, is that, you know, we won't see Adam Ellis in the Premier League next year, but like I say, it's done the purpose, it's done what it's meant to do. He's young, he's English, he's progressing, we've done our job. And in 5 years' time, you know, when Adam Ellis has gone to bigger and better things, I hope he looks back and think, you know what, them 12 months I spent at Birmingham didn't have to stand me in good stead for the future. And if he can say that, fantastic.
Yeah, that's what this league is for. We need to address next season, because with the news that's come out around the Heathens, one or two people jumped to conclusions as to what that might mean. So that's really the most important thing. I wanted to give the Brummies the clear opportunity. I know the club put a statement out yesterday, but first and foremost, the Brummies unaffected by the Heathen situation.
Completely. Absolutely. There's no doubt. You know, I can rest assured all the Birmingham fans that are listening to this broadcast, come next March, Birmingham Brummies will be at the tapes. Of that, there's no doubt. We hope, sincerely hope, that will be at the tapes with Cradley Heathens as well.
Yes.
Most certainly, because we want them in this league. It's a big club, massive club, big name. And from a business point of view, I've got to say that when Cradley are here, it's some of our best crowds that we have during the course of the season. But we do not, and never have done, dependent on Cradley being sharing the stadium for Birmingham to continue. That was never the case. It isn't the case now. To reiterate, Birmingham will be at the tapes next March, fingers crossed, also with the Cradley Heathens.
Yes, and I'm sure everybody would endorse that, because, you know, we want to see the Heathens success. I mean, they've had a similar road to be revived.
Well, we want them successful, but we don't want them that successful.
No, I meant as an
operation.
I know
what you mean. Yeah, of course.
But actually, I wonder, while we're mentioning the Heathens, whether that rivalry did both clubs good. I mean, you know that the Heathens pretty much walked this division for the last couple of years, and I know they're a little bit sore that they came up short this year,
yep.
But that rivalry maybe is good for both sets of riders to push them on a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only is it good for the two clubs, it's good for the league.
Yes.
You know, without question it is. And I know what it's like to be beaten by your local rivals, and I know that, you know, hopefully, as I say, Cradley Heathens are back next year, and if they are, and I hope they are, I tell you what, they'll have some hell of a team, because yeah, they'll want to make sure they're the top dogs in the West Midlands.
Of course they will. Of course they will. National League, definitely for the Brummies next year. Content at this level, do you think?
Never say definite. I've been in the game too long. What I would say to our fans is this: I would be very, very surprised if we were in any other league other than the National League.
Yeah.
But Speedway is a funny old game. A lot of wheeling and dealing and ducking and diving goes on in the winter.
Yeah.
I think we'll be in the National League next year.
Yeah, I mean, again, to put this in context, and I know a lot of Speedway fans will know, the big meeting of the British Speedway Promoters Association, where all these things get thrashed out, is in, I think, the first week of November, isn't it?
So no, it's not actually.
Oh, it's early in
October. No, it's early in October. Yeah, they've altered it. And the reason why they've altered it is because a lot in the Elite League, some of the riders that ride in this country are Grand Prix riders.
Yes.
And then if anybody in the Elite League wants to employ Grand Prix riders for next year, there's an Australian Grand Prix taking place,
yes,
at the end of October. So the promoters have decided to have their conference a lot earlier this year, so as then, if they want to talk to Grand Prix riders, they can do before they go to Australia. So I think I'm right in saying it's round about the 18th and 19th of October, round about that date,
yeah,
where the conference will take place. We, as Birmingham, then will have a clearer indication of what our future holds for next year.
Yes, it'll become pretty clear pretty quickly after that, won't it?
But very much so, yeah.
But the expectation, the Brummies will be back in the National League and back here in March. And
yep.
What about you, Graham? Will you be here?
I don't know. The situation that I'm in at the minute is that, as I referred to previously, you know, we had retired from Speedway.
Indeed, yes.
And we were enjoying it.
Yeah.
We came back on board to get it up and running again.
Yeah.
And in my programme notes tonight, you know, my opening line is, mission accomplished. We've done what we wanted to do. Our contract with Tony Moore finishes on the 31st of October. You know, Tony will have to decide what he wants to do. Denise and I will decide what we want to do. And then we'll take it from there. But, you know, my closing line would be, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. We've achieved a lot, but there's still a lot more that we could achieve at this great club.
Yes, and there's a lot more that the club can do. You've had very healthy crowds this season, which is great. People have come and enjoyed themselves and got behind it. It could expand next year.
It's got to expand. You know, you don't sit on your laurels in this game.
You don't, indeed.
You've got to improve all the time. And, you know, if I'm back on board next year, I've got to look at, you know, put in a successful team. What I will be aiming at is young English riders. I took ever so a lot of pride in when we did beat Cradley last year, last week, that the average of the team, the average age, was 19. And that's the way forward. It's got to be.
Yeah, it's doing the club a service. And I dare say, whatever happens, the folks here will have your number if they needed a bit of advice, whether you're around or not. They'd be on the phone.
Well, I said that to Tony Moore last year. I said, Tony, if you need any advice, I'm at the end of a phone. But when he started ringing me 50 times a day, I then had to say, look, Tony, enough's enough. I think we better have a meeting.
Send a text in future. Great. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Anytime.
It's great to have you on, as always.
Can I just say, I just want to thank your radio station. You do a fantastic job for Speedway in the Midlands, for Wolverhampton, Cradley, Birmingham. It's very, very much appreciated. We're thankful for the support.
That's our pleasure, Graham. We get to as many meetings as we can. It's always good to have you on. I appreciate it very much. Graham Drury, the team manager of the Birmingham Brummies, thank you very much.